This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 7th. God's word for you today is the wisest thing. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 7, and it says, "Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you." Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. The spring of your life is flowing from your heart. Let the word of God penetrate deep into your heart so that the streams of your life will be the life of God." If you do not like the springs of your life, check what is flowing into your heart. Your whole life will move in the direction you are looking or you are facing. Wise people are helpful. Wise people are not evil. Wise people are not envious. When you are able to think and act based on the knowledge you have, the experience you have had, the understanding you have attained, plus the common sense and insight that you may not even be able to explain, then you are a wise person. Take note of wisdom, wise sayings, and things that breed understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34 says, "The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. So do not sit with or keep company with mockers." Who is a mocker? Someone who jeers at truth, jeers at God, and mocks at light. The truth is that such people can search, read, study, and research, but they still will not find wisdom. Wisdom lies with people that have an understanding. In other words, you have to be sincere if you want to be wise. When you come to God, you have to be open. You have to be unassuming. If He leads in direction A, fine. If He leads in direction B, fine. In most things, if not in all things that I do not even have a plan B. I just follow God like sheep. You know that sheep are very dumb. That is how I follow God. When you come to God, honestly, take what you know and put it aside. Come with an open heart. You will be amazed at what God can reveal to you. The path to being filled with God's wisdom, power, glory, knowledge, and direction is the path of emptiness. God cannot fill a vessel that is already full. If you think you know, then they will leave you alone because you know already. If you think you know, you really do not know. The people who are truly wise truly know how much they do not know. This is technically why the wise always get everything they want. Note that it is possible to be wise and not have everything you want. If a wise person desires something and does not get it, the wise person knows to reconsider the expectation. If God is saying no, if you're wise, should you say yes? If God says no and you keep saying yes, then you are not wise. If you are wise, you will eventually get everything you want. And the things you do not get, if you are wise, you will stop wanting them. Let us pray. Father, fill my heart with true wisdom and help me guard it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.